Welcome back. This is Ken Marsh, Fearless Networking with Ken Marsh at Talk 650, powered by CBS Radio. And our next guest is Gary Cannon. He's Managing Director at Statesman Business Advisors. So we're going to find all about Statesman Business Advisors, and he's going to tell us about that company and maybe three or four products that you offer.
Sure. Well, appreciate you inviting me on the show today. Statesman Business Advisors is an investment banking financial advisory firm. We're located here in Houston, but the majority of our clients are really spread out throughout the Southwest United States. We generally kind of divide our business up within three departments. The M&A advisory department.
And that's mergers and acquisitions?
Yes, that's correct. That's where we assist owners in mid-market size companies to help them sell their businesses, usually to larger strategic type buyers. This is, you know, the sell side representation. Right. We also do buy side representation in that department, where we help companies that are actually looking for acquisitions and help them target those acquisitions. The other department that we have is the business valuation department, which I head. Anytime that a business owner needs to know the value of their business, or more importantly, the value of an ownership interest in that business, they have to have a business valuation to give them that amount, and that's the area I work in. And then finally, we do SBA loan packaging for several of the financial institutions here in Houston.
Right. And does that require a business plan in most cases, or what?
No. Now, the SBA loan packaging, if you are going to use SBA financing to help you buy a business,
right,
and the goodwill, the intangible purchase part of the business is greater than $250,000, then you are actually required to have a business valuation done on the loan.
It's always wise to have a business plan anyway, I think, though. Kind of guide you, and banks like to look at it. If you're getting the SBA loan through the banks, which is where you usually get them, right?
That's true. And, you know, the bank needs to know that for their loan underwriting purposes. But really, from a valuation perspective, we like to see what your plans are for the business, so that if we decide we want to do a discounting of future cash flows to try to come up with the value of the business, that's going to be in your business plan and vital to coming up with that value.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this, then. What distinguishes you from your typical competition?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you asked that, because I was thinking the other day, if you were to ask me that 5 years ago, I would have said something different than now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would probably had said, you know, our contacts in the market, our credentialing, our expertise in the field. But in reality, you're not going to get too many investment banking firms that aren't going to say the same thing.
Right.
We all have contacts. We all have information. We all have that credentialing. So I think what it boils down to is, you know, integrity in the business transaction.
Right.
Are you dealing with somebody that takes the interest of the client at heart, even when it may not be in their best interest?
Right.
And so,
so it's really a trust and relationship. You're dealing with something. Sometimes you're dealing with a large amount of money, or you're dealing with people who are interested in buying a business or selling a business. So that trust, I think, would be very, very key in
well,
that.
You know, especially when a person is selling their business. And our typical sell side representation project would be a company with revenue, say, between 10 to, you know, $60 million in gross revenues, but it is a business owner that has poured his life into this business, and the sales process, that whole process of negotiation, is extremely stressful, and it's important to have somebody that has been through that process and somebody that you trust that's going to have your interest at heart.
You run into people, I find that people, when they're selling or buying a business, or particularly selling a business, sometimes they think that their business is worth more than what it's really worth. And so when you do your valuation, you look at that and say, wait a minute. You know, because everybody has this idea that, you know, it's worth three or four times. They use sort of a standard rule multiple of 2.5 times or whatever your revenue is?
Well, you run into that quite a lot. Right. And really, one of the first steps that we do on the sell side representation is mm-hmm. to do some valuation calculations. And the main reason is to make sure that we're all on the same page, that the owner has realistic expectations of what his business could bring in the marketplace. Because if you wait toward the end of the process, it's all going to fall apart and nobody's going to be happy.
So you kind of, you help them really if there are some areas where they can actually increase their revenue or their cash flow, or do you help them with some thoughts on that? Because sometimes it might not be valued where they think it should be, but with a little work, they can actually get to that point.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting in this is sometimes the seller concentrates on certain aspects of his business that he thinks creates value.
Right.
And when you get into the process, you realize that the acquirers are really not that interested in that aspect. There
right.
is something else that is more interesting to them.
Oh.
And it's vital to get somebody involved with you early to try to point out those areas of your business that may be appealing to the market and which areas present risk and how you might minimize those risks.
Okay. Well, give them, since this is a networking show, tell us a little bit about networking. What, how important is it to your business, first of all, because you're in the Houston Business Connection. So I know it must be vital because you're in that every week.
Well, I think for professional service providers, mm-hmm. it's the lifeblood of our business. And I think it's something that in today's environment, especially when we're in high tech, everybody's doing their e-newsletters, that ultimately it still boils down to one-on-one relationship. I know you, you know me, and
right.
I trust you.
Right.
That's how you get business. I wish there was a different way, but it's not. That is the only way.
People do business with people they know, like, and trust, and grow to trust, really. Trust that relationship. People that you respect. You
know,
you won't have a problem with sharing that with people in your network.
That's true.
It's
absolutely.
All about building relationships, right?
I was visiting with a young man in Dallas the other day. He was trying to start his valuation practice, and he was going through the litany of his e-newsletters and all the things he's doing. And, you know, I basically told him, I said, you know, that's great. Absolutely, it's necessary. But in order to grow a business, sooner or later, you've got to get your face in front of other people, and you've got to start communicating.
Absolutely. Got to do that. It's a prerequisite, really. You have a networking tip you can share with our listeners?
Not so much a tip, but one thing I was thinking about the other day, and it's actually, I've been able to implement this a couple of times, is, you know, if you are involved in a networking group, and especially if you have been involved in it, you know, we all tend to, when we go to these events, tend to form the circles.
Right.
And we start to talk and communicate, and that's great. My suggestion to everyone, though, is mm-hmm. that while you need to pay attention to what's going on in that circle and be participatory in it, keep an eye out for those that are not in the circle.
Right.
And when the time is appropriate, break it and go get them and introduce yourself to them and bring them into the circle.
Right.
Because let me tell you, you can take that person to lunch 12 times, and you will not have built as much goodwill as you have built by just including them. And they're more likely to come back to that event next time.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. See, networking is really about meeting strangers, not necessarily about hanging with people that you already know. And so I like what you just said about that. I think that's very important. One thing you mentioned about when people are interested in selling or buying a business, do you help them think about whether they will be the best type people for that type of business? Or,
well, yeah, I mean, ultimately you have to determine whether they have the skill set,
right? That's what I mean.
To make that go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and obviously that is more of a banking concern, since they are generally going to
right.
finance the deal. Is what kind of management would
right.
be in place, but. Yes, we definitely give that consideration when we're helping on the buy side. Our typical buy side are generally larger companies,
right?
So that's not that big of an issue, because you generally have a professional managerial staff.
So people
there.
Are interested in buying, maybe if they own a business, they want to diversify.
Right.
That's part of why.
Maybe get a different distribution chain going for them, different product line.
Okay. Well, now, thank you for being on. How would people get in hold of you?
Well, they can call me directly. Mm-hmm. My number is 713-595-1356, or you can get me at my email, which is gcannon, and that's C-A-N-O-N, at statesmanbiz.com.
Very good. Thanks for being on.
Enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it, too. Well, we'll be back in a moment. This is Ken Marsh, Fearless Networking with Ken Marsh, here on Talk 650, powered by CBS Radio.